أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُولُوا اشْهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Today we begin verse number 64 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to throw out the challenge of mubahala, that is the challenge of cursing each other, the liar between the two groups, to the group of the Najran Christians that had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They obviously thought about it, they took a day's respite, they realized that this is undoubtedly, most certainly, the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and whatever he's saying, he's speaking the truth. His curse will definitely fall upon them, and then obviously and subsequently everything else will be the truth, that Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is no son of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is no part of any divinity of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. All of that would obviously fall away, and then they declined the offer of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Requisite of human behavior would have this, that this would be now the end and the termination of everything. Although there was an agreement that was put into place, it would have been said to them, go home, and everything now stops where it is. But look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy. Look at rahmatan lil alameen, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The effort of da'wat didn't stop there. The effort of da'wat, the effort of invitation continues. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala renews. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala refreshens. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revives the effort. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala now, in another way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to once again refreshen and renew the invitation towards Tawheed, the invitation towards the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ, say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book. Here the address is general, whether it is the Yahud or the Nasara, both the groups are included. Ta'alaw, come, ila kalimatin sawa'im baynana wa baynakum, to a word, and here word is not in its singular form as one word, but it will be to a fact, to a sentence that is common between us and between you. What is this one fact that is common between both the parties? Allah na'buda illallah. Number one is this, that we worship none but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Secondly, wala nushrika bihi shay'a, and that we ascribe none to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it is common experience that even a polytheist, if we invite them towards Tawheed, or we speak about Tawheed to them, they will always say that they believe in one God. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not speaking about the belief in one Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the application of the belief. That it is the fact that you say that you believe in one God, but here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's call is Allah na'buda illallah, that we worship only one Allah. In other words, as far as our ibadat is concerned, now when we speak about ibadat, it will be our veneration, our love, our honor, and everything we give only to one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا, and that we ascribe no partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in the being of Allah ta'ala, not in the qualities, the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in no way whatsoever, but we believe in the absolute oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat in His personality, in His being, and also in the qualities of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the next part of it, the third part is this, وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, and some of us do not take others as arbab, as deities, leaving out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as lords, leaving out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we take only Allah Rabbul Izzat and no other human being as a god. So here, the elimination now of number one, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, that we do not take him or any other prophet as a god. With regards to the Yahud, Sayyiduna Uzair alayhi salatu wassalam, we do not take him as a god. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them in Surah Tawbah. Allah ta'ala says, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أَرْبَابًا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ, that these Yahud Nasara, that they had taken their rabbis, they had taken their monks as arbab, they had taken them as lords, leaving out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was not only confined to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, or to Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wassalam, or any other prophet, but this was now very general insofar as the rabbis, insofar as the monks, insofar as the learned was concerned. Adi ibn Hatim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come to this conclusion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we used to take our rabbis and we used to take our monks as gods besides Allah Rabbul Izzat? How is it possible? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to explain to him, is it not the fact that the rabbis and the monks, in other words the learned scholars from the Yahud and the Nasara, took the law of Allah Ta'ala in their own hands. They took the law of religion in their own hands, and they would pass decrees that was contrary to the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala. They passed laws that were contrary to Allah Rabbul Izzat's laws, as according to their own whims and fancies. And then the people even believed him, knowing very well that that was not the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So wasn't this then a way of taking them as gods besides Allah Rabbul Izzat? So to take someone as a god didn't necessarily mean that you worship that person, but now to believe that person, even when you know that the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying something else, and you believing that person and then you practicing, that is also one form of God. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given these three commands, or rather the call of three things: the worship of only Allah Ta'ala, no ascribing any being to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and taking every other deity, every other lordship, removing all of it but the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he agreed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, let us not confuse this with the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is of course the explanation of the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then we find the beauty of the deen of Islam, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that our ulama of our ummah, they will not unite on anything that is contrary to the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Such is the beauty of this deen of Islam. So do not confuse this with the religions of the past. And then Allah ta'ala says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُولُوا شَهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. Then O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the whole ummah, that if these people turn away, then after you have given this very beautiful invitation, then say to them that bear witness that certainly we remain submitted to the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in our submission we will continue to give our everything to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So not only did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continue this da'wat towards the people of Najran and the Christians of Najran. But we found in the letter writing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he wrote to the Emperor of Rome, for example, after the traditional greeting, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam included verses like this, and this verse itself, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had elucidated that this is the absolute da'wah that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. And one very, very important lesson we learn, that when we are giving da'wah, we may have dozens of differences between us and others, but let us find the common ground. This verse finds the common ground of tawheed, the common ground of not ascribing partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So find the common grounds and speak about the common grounds and make that the beginning and the starting point of the da'wah, and then we continue with everything else. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.